SoundCloud blacklists conservative journalist Andy Ngo, won't say why. By Alam Bokhari on June 29, 2021. SoundCloud, a popular platform for hosting podcasts, radio interviews, music, and other audio files, has banned conservative journalist and author Andy Ngo, known for his work exposing the violent domestic terrorist Antifa movement. Ngo used the platform to host his podcast, Things You Should Ngo, which featured interviews with academics, journalists, and activists. Previous guests included Jordan Peterson, Douglas Murray, and Michelle Malkin. The podcast's episodes are still available on YouTube, and can be accessed here. An email seen by Breitbart News from SoundCloud's Trust and Safety team informed Ngo of his ban, without specifying which policy the journalist had violated. Instead, SoundCloud simply reeled off a list of content that is prohibited on the platform, including content that is abusive, libelous, defamatory, pornographic or obscene, that promotes or incites violence, terrorism, illegal acts, or hatred on the grounds of race, ethnicity, cultural identity, religious belief, disability, gender, identity or sexual orientation, or is otherwise objectionable in SoundCloud's reasonable discretion. SoundCloud did not respond to Breitbart News' request for comment and did not inform Ngo which of its policies he had violated or how. The list of violations SoundCloud accuses me of violating include incitement to violence and terrorism, Ngo told Breitbart News in a comment. How can a business accuse a client of such egregious crimes without even pointing to the offending content or giving me an option to ask for more information? My podcast included interviews with professors and public figures like Ben Shapiro and Dave Rubin. Ngo's ban took place less than a week after SoundCloud, along with Spotify, took down a song from conservative rappers Bryson Gray and Patriot Jay for incitement to hatred. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.